Remember these sounds? This is from Carnival last year.
We're at Tibbetina's on the corner of Chapultepec and Napoleon.
Al Granois was born in Boston to Haitian immigrant parents. He spent several years growing up in Port-au-Prince with family, and he's lived in New Orleans for 12 years because...
I fell in love with the city, the culture. It was just amazing to see the connection with Haiti.
One example, Carnival. Al Granois works with legal defense teams on death penalty appeals. But this day, Al has transformed himself.
Into becoming General Toussaint Louverture, the leader of the Haitian Revolution.
Ready to march in Cru de Carnaval as Toussaint Louverture, Al is wearing a French military uniform.
So it's a blue, white, and red French general's coat with the epaulettes, gold tassels, and the sachet with 1804, which was the year that Haiti received its independence.
Or rather, declared it. But that's getting a little ahead of the story. Toussaint Louverture was born on a slave labor camp in Saint-Domingue, the French colony which wasn't yet Haiti. His name wasn't Louverture yet either. It was Breda, the last name of the Frenchman who owned him, and 150 other enslaved Africans. They produced sugar, which made Breda, like so many colonists, rich.
Toussaint Louverture confronted the dominant forces of his age, slavery, settler colonialism, imperial domination, racial hierarchy, and European cultural supremacy, and bent them to his will.
That's from the book Black Spartacus by Sudhir Hazari Singh, who tells us Toussaint's parents were born in West Africa, in what's now part of Benin. Growing up, Toussaint became a master equestrian with a deep spiritual bond to nature.
I was born a slave, but nature gave me the soul of a free man,
wrote Louverture. He spoke Creole and French. His father taught him the African Fon language and also healing and herbal medicine. Jesuits taught him to read and write. Toussaint became a leader in the uprising against French colonists, what we now call the Haitian Revolution. But in 1794, when France abolished slavery, Toussaint rallied to the French side, which is why Al Granois, in order to become Toussaint Louverture, dressed like a Frenchman.
They would describe this as Napoleon's general uniform, but Toussaint wore this uniform with pride because he saw himself as a general.
Which he was. In fact, the governor general of Saint-Domingue.
He was also coined the Black Napoleon of his day because of his brilliant military strategies.
Louverture had lots of names.
Father of the Blacks.
The Black Son of the French Revolution.
The Black George Washington.
The Bonaparte of the Caribbean.
The African Hero.
The Hannibal of Saint-Domingue.
The Centaur of the Savannah.
The Celebrated African Chief.
The Father of Haiti.
And, according to the London Gazette,
the Negro King.
Also,
Black Spartacus. The modern incarnation of the legendary gladiator who led his fellow slaves against the Roman Republic.
Napoleon had no interest in working with this Black Spartacus or any Black general. His army tried and failed to regain power of the island. They arrested and deported Louverture, who died in a French prison just months before Haiti declared its independence in 1804. On his deathbed, Napoleon admitted that attacking Louverture had been one of the great mistakes of his career. Standing in New Orleans, in the former Louisiana Territory, which Napoleon sold after losing Haiti, Al Granois and the rest of Cru de Carnaval parade, ironically, down Napoleon Avenue. But it's Louverture's words that foresaw the future.
In overthrowing me, you have cut down only the trunk of the tree of liberty of the blacks. It will grow back from the roots because they are deep and numerous.
Thanks to WWOZ's Maurice Dejean, artist and NOMA curator Nick Aziz, and Lori Martino of Haitian NOLA, who we'll hear more about next time, for lending their voices to this episode. Thanks also to Jorge Fuentes. I'm Eve Abrams. Thank you.